producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I went out to lunch with my parents and some of their friends, some of my friends today. And I'm usually pretty nice. I was a little bit grumpy and a little bit rude to my mom. And I was kind of psychoanalyzing why I get grumpy, and I didn't used to, and it's because I'm fundamentally so upset and angry at the system and really frustrated that my beloved country's falling apart that I tend to then get nasty, not just on air but in person, and I apologize for that. But on the other end of that, shouldn't we be upset? I mean, is there something wrong with me? That at Sandy Hook, they arrested people in camo and stuff that they later said they didn't arrest, and that they had green screen and clearly fake actors, and the people supposedly going in circles in and out of the building was clearly fake, a drill, and they didn't call the emergency choppers. And they parked the ambulances for an hour and a half down the road. And then now there's a new... When I get stuff like this, I don't go, oh, great, more proof they're frauds. I'm just like, I already know it. Video's up on InfoWars.com. If you're a radio listener, you can go to InfoWars.com/show to see the free feed. CNN fakes location report after Brian Williams discussion. Show classic. They cut from Brian Williams to talk of Ukraine, where they got caught 2 years ago with a guy going, are you ready for me to fake the shooting? Okay, start shooting, claim dead bodies. And then they would, I mean, it's a joke. That was Anderson Cooper again. They're all a bunch of Brian Williams liars, in my view. The term surreal may not adequately describe the continuing national coverage of the ever-developing Brian Williams saga. And sandwiched in between talk of that, they have the reporters saying that they're in Ukraine and they're not, and then the green screen breaks up. This doesn't translate well, obviously, because it's visual for radio, but let's go ahead and play it just so it's on the record. Here it is.
The very segment after discussing Brian Williams, CNN and Anderson Cooper look to have been bitten by the green screen bug yet again. This time, however, from the other side of the so-called news desk, Cooper doing the interviewing with CNN international correspondent Nick Patton Walsh, supposedly reporting from the front lines of the Ukrainian civil war, except with half of what looks to have been a much shortened interview being marred by visions of the most common blue and green screen or chroma key colors, swiping across the actor in certain shots as he attempts to keep the public in the dark about what's actually going on, but glitching on CNN and the grand deceivers of the mainstream media in perhaps the most revealing moment possible, the very segment after discussing Brian Williams, showing anyone who cares just how little credibility they have left and why the mainstream media's ratings continue to decline despite a rapid growth in the amount of potential TV viewers during that same time frame. We tried to reach CNN and Anderson Cooper to find out if they had any comments about the most recent green screen escapade, not surprisingly, to little avail. We assume, however, had we been able to reach someone at CNN to talk about the most recent example of official news fabrication and embellishment, we'd likely have received some sort of undesired response anyway. Thanks again for tuning in to the Conspiracy Examiner. I'm Jeffrey Phelps with Examiner.com. And remember to like and share these articles and videos to all corners of the real world.
All right.
And we'll see you next time.
Very exciting to see other great reporters out there watching and tracking all this. We need more people getting the word out, not less. We ought to get that guy to do some work for us. That's a good, clean report. And that's how you expose the enemy. By the way, he could have added Anderson Cooper is admittedly CIA and then shown his little blue screen malfunction from the Sandy Hook fakeness. We'll be right back on our shows.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early, and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
We're live, broadcasting worldwide.
KMLN, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, I told you 16 years ago in my film Police State 2000 that the federal government was setting something up called Homeland Security. That was several years before they officially set it up. And that it was under the RAND Corporation plan for a national stabilizing military slash police force. You can look up those public plans. It's kind of why I knew what was coming in the future, because there was actual plans. I made films about it. I don't have a crystal ball. I'm not psychic. And people would say, oh, come on, Alex, that's not true, even though I showed people the documents in the film. Well, today it's in Reuters and other publications. New York City's gunshot detection recording private conversations. Yes, it's a microphone system, not a gunshot detector. They're shotgun mics that can listen to you from hundreds of yards away. They were advertising them in the federal grants as that. The point is they treat us like children. A year ago, when we were breaking national news about illegal Stingray units being put up by Homeland Security everywhere, we broke the Stingray units 8 years ago. Mikhail Phelan had secret documents from inside Homeland Security. Became a national news story. They came out and said, we don't know what these are, and we're not putting them up. The FBI said that. They talk to us like we are children. And, of course, now they admit, oh, it is the government. We are grabbing all your cell phone data without warrants and listening to it and cracking your phones and running, you know, all this data management systems. It's an arms race, not just the NSA or CIA, but police departments. And they're spending our money to do it, and it's not being used to keep us safe, and it's unconstitutional. Now, continuing here, folks, I want to spend the next few segments, and then Anthony Gucciardi, our reporter, will stay with us when we take phone calls at the bottom of the hour, getting into how these things connect together. I'm not bragging. I'm just pointing out that I made films. I wrote articles that were in WorldNet Daily. Was interviewed in articles on WorldNet Daily at the time in 1998, 99, 2000 about plans for martial law, plans for gun confiscation, plans to use civil emergencies as the pretext to do trial run gun confiscations. You then saw it years later, 2005 at Katrina. You've now seen gun confiscations in Canada. during flooding. They denied that last year. It just came out last week. It did happen. There are plans to prepare the police and military for gun confiscations. I don't need to play ABC News saying all the guns will be taken. No one will be allowed to be armed and show them taking guns in Katrina in high and dry areas. You know that happened. Molon Labe, Connecticut's terrifying start of gun confiscation. Town Hall, it's beginning. Now, the military itself is not bad. They're some of the most awake people. But they are being prepared for gun confiscation and war of the American people. Now, last week this broke at Infowars.com, and we're going to go back over it and show viewers. Radio listeners, go to Infowars.com. I'm going to have Mikhail Phelan, who's working today, repost this to the front page. Feds preparing to invade Texas. List state as hostile. Some participants will be wearing civilian attire and driving civilian vehicles. And then they admit it's a psyop to win the hearts and minds of locals and to basically prepare them for the, quote, needs of the military. That's what they said in that psyop on NBC News about clergy response teams, about under martial law, we're going to have to suspend your rights for the needs of the government. We don't have a country with a government. We have a government with a country, to quote William Binney, the former technical director of the NSA who was in studio with us last week. We're going under a Pacific Union because we're part of the Pacific. No one's allowed to see it, not even Congress. It's secret, just like the FCC power grab. It's all happening right now. So I want to give you some past articles. How the U.S. military would crush a Tea Party rebellion, Forbes. How they're trying to take on their number one enemy, the, quote, Tea Party, because they're real Americans. Feds are preparing to invade Texas. There's that article. Here's the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program, a National Emergency Centers Establishment Act, Congress.gov. They don't call them FEMA camps, folks. That's what they call them. Hillary, we need fun camps for adults to teach them how to not be racist. That's called a re-education camp. We played that clip Friday. You cannot make this stuff up. That's what this is all about. HBO documentary, Hype's Militia Threat. See, they're gearing it all up. Now, you tie that in with this headline. Homeland Security monitors Tea Party at Florida IRS protest. BizPak Review. The War on the Tea Party. Washington Times. After declaring war on Tea Party, Karl Rove frets GOP establishment not getting enough donations. The War on the Tea Party. All these other articles. Obama tweets Netanyahu liked the Tea Party. Democratic boss last week. This was actually last year. They said it again last week. Tea Party more extreme than ISIS. That's the talking point. Montel Williams said that about me last week. Now, all of that said, people go, oh, like the Army's going to come into Texas and get the guns. Yeah, if they get ordered to and the Texas legislature says no, why do they list Texas and Utah as, quote, hostile to the, quote, Pentagon? Because the Pentagon works for the globalists now. They've had a massive purge of generals, admirals, you name it. There's missing nukes. We're going to break that down in a moment. You look at all the open borders, the power grabbing, Obama saying you can raise taxes outside of law. It's here. It's here. We're going to break in a few minutes, but I want to tie all this in with Bloomberg, the Daily Beast, and a whole bunch of other publications yesterday and today coming out and saying that I said that Obama's going to nuke Charleston. No, we said there were missing nukes in 2007. That came out. This time we had sources that were missing nukes at Dyess. It did not come out, but there were responses in the media. And now that freeze on covering it's gone. And it's in the news. Wow. If true, Obama's secret plan to nuke Charleston, South Carolina. That's the headline. Anthony, we're going to break in 2 minutes. You've got the floor until we come back. And then when we come back, the point is they're moving. Things are changing. These stories all tie together. They're power grabbing everything. There's been another top nuke commander fired yesterday. This is basically everybody. Now, what do you think's going on?
Well, if we flash back to September 3rd, 2013, there's some really, really key points that highlight all of this. And it's important to understand our article that we did and the video we did, exclusive high-level source confirmed secret U.S. nuclear warhead transfer, and specifically what that was. And we published the quote, was someone from Dyess Air Force Base telling us that they were secretly moving nuclear warheads from Texas to, specifically, they said, South Carolina. And here's what it gets.
And we called the police there that were in the big standoff with them on the illegal transfers. There was no paperwork. And they said, we're not going to comment on that. See, they never denied it. And then within hours, Lindsey Graham freaks out and says, do what I say or nukes are going to go off. CBS News.
Exactly. And here's the really important part. So the commander of the base was apparently on site to give authority to release. No one, this is the quote from our source here. There was no directive. No one knew where they were going, but the truck driver said to take them to South Carolina. Okay? So we have, this is exclusive, before anyone said anything.
And who's on the Armed Services Committee?
Yes.
Lindsey Graham.
Exactly. And then we have, on September 5th, we found out hours later he went on speech, and it wasn't even made public until September 5th. Senator Lindsey Graham warns of nuke strike after missing warheads report. Specifically, he said that he was concerned that South Carolina could be under a terrorist nuclear attack, and he was warning the citizens that Charleston Harbor would be the actual location. And this is beyond that. Okay, that's insane, right? Vice Admiral Bull, this is a vice admiral who was fired the same day later after we broke this report. He was the number two nuclear commander in the United States of America.
Then they fired the head guy a week later. Stay there. We're going to be right back, folks.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire, this winter season it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here back live. If you're a longtime listener, I mean, you know this to be true, but if you're a new listener, you can just search my name and InfoWars. We've broken hundreds of national news stories. And every time they go, it's not true that the Pentagon's training to take on the Tea Party and the number one enemy is veterans and gun owners and libertarians and Ron Paul. And then they call the FBI, you know, this is 6 years ago, and go, is that report real? And they go, yes, and Mr. Jones isn't supposed to have it. It's restricted. I mean, do you think I want to get on air and say a whole bunch, more than five warheads loaded on trucks that weren't even supposed to be there, and the police go, where's the paperwork? There aren't supposed to be nukes here. They have private police there. And the military were there, too, going, yeah, they were the ones that flagged to the police and said, we've been told, but there's not even an order from the base commander. And everybody's marveling at nukes in 18-wheelers. What was it? Three trucks, and it's going to South Carolina. And then we didn't just believe the source that is confirmed, good source. And it was their duty to tell us, but let's just say this. This person's known this person. I'm not going to say I know them. For a very long time, I hadn't now talked to him in 2 years. Will not talk to him. And then I call the police at the base, and we called them all on air. And they're like, we're not going to discuss this with you. And then I talked to another source, another journalist that actually lives out in that area, and they talked to him. They go, yeah, don't ask us about that. So then all hell breaks loose, and within 1 week, 36 nuke commanders, generals, are fired. CBS News as well. So Anthony Gucciardi, people that ask us, well, what's going on? I don't know what's going on. But I know that suddenly Santorum was asked about this at its town hall, and Bloomberg, which doesn't go with something unless it's been green-lighted, and Daily Beast, well, that's the subgroup of what Newsweek, the online Newsweek, and a bunch of other publications all attacked me for this weekend and us. So the question is, what does it signify that the green light's now out there to make fun of the missing nuke story? Is it that, because then Obama, a month after we warned, comes out and says, my biggest fear is a nuke going off in New York and not saying who. Graham gave a speech within 3 hours of us breaking this, saying, we've got to launch an attack on Syria. You've got the quotes there from CBS News again. I don't know why it's always CBS, but they just keep popping up. He gives a speech at a town hall and says, we've got to invade or Charleston or Manhattan will be nuked by Assad. So are they planting a nuclear false flag to blame it on Assad, who they now want us to ally with? And I saw McCain on TV this morning. I actually sent it to Nico's instant messenger. He's not here today. And McCain was on there going, Obama needs to grow up and stop throwing temper tantrums, was the headline. He needs to stop throwing fits. And we need to stop Assad with ISIS. So they think we're so dumb, they're now saying Assad is ISIS, which he's Shiite, they're Sunni, opposite group. We're funding them. I mean, the level of bull has just reached biblical proportions. Anthony Gucciardi, what do you think's really going on here? And then go through the original story that we should be recapping anyways, and another article today of another nuke commander fired today in Oklahoma, Anthony.
So you talk about bull, right? And here we have this story with exclusive quote from someone telling us, super high level, we verified, that there's nukes being transferred to South Carolina. 3 hours later.
They told us directly.
They told us directly and said, you got to get this out. We vetted it and said, we don't know about this. We don't know. We looked into it. We decided to publish it and say, hey, here's what we got. 3 hours later, Lindsey Graham says South Carolina is going to be nuked. That's where he told us that the nukes were going.
I can't believe we're on air. It's us doing this.
Same day.
I mean, I can't believe that I don't want to be doing this. Where is the media? I'm sick of taking all the risk, Anthony.
Same
Do people
day.
Have any idea how dangerous this is?
They have no idea what's actually happening. It's funny that those publications are making fun of it, which means it's actually true. But the same day, a month later, it's reported the number two nuclear commander in the United States of America fired. And here, get this. Why was he fired? Was he doing something with the launch codes? No. He was in Iowa at a casino, and he may have used gambling chips improperly to the point that they can be considered counterfeit chips. You're really going to fire the number two nuclear commander of the United States of America with launch codes to decimate any nation because of counterfeit chips in an Iowa casino? What a joke, right? What a total joke.
There was no investigation.
No, and then they admit that if the Associated Press hadn't have found out, that they wouldn't have even announced it. It was the same day, the same exact day that all this came out. And then they purged 34 missile launch officers who had the codes and everything like that. They're just wiping the slate clean because they would not go along with it. Obviously, we were at that point. It made more sense at the time because it was September of 2013 when we were at a heated attempt to attack Syria. And Obama was pushing it and pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. We need an excuse. So the excuse was we're going to get nuked if we don't go.
But it's now 30-plus generals, not just the launch officers. And then they've been purging everywhere else. I mean, that's been in the news, the unprecedented purge.
Oh, absolutely. All the top generals are freaking out and everything, and there's even generals making YouTube videos about it. But now, wing commander fired amid investigation. This is 3 days ago, just breaking here. The commodore of the Navy Strategic Communications Wing 1, based in Oklahoma, was fired Tuesday after a loss of confidence in her ability to lead. She was not performing up to the high standards demanded in command. I mean, none of these things are giving real reasons. Oh, he played with poker chips in Iowa.
Yeah, used to. It was he leaked classified info or he was, you know, going out with his secretary. No, this is all just nebulous.
It's total horse. And if you look at over and over and over again, all these things happening on September 3rd, the same day we got the intel, it is abundantly clear. And what's funny is on those reports, they make it sound wacky and crazy, like, oh, my God, a nuke. But all the comments are like, no, actually, if you read the reports, all these things happen on the same day.
And we had six nukes missing in 2007, and then it was like seven or eight people died in a week who loaded them to cover it up, and they were about to fly them out to the Middle East, but again, the military police on the base knew what to recognize that the paperwork wasn't right, went out and checked, and there was a big freak out on the tarmac because Weldon Henson had his best buddy was stationed there in the Air Force MPs, and there was a big standoff there.
Yep.
Because there's still trained people in this country that know when they're seeing something serious.
And as he was telling us, some of the people on the base already knew there were nuclear warheads there when they said they weren't. So we already know there were nuclear warheads on that base when they said that there were none on the base themselves. Which
yeah, Weldon and Shelp was stationed at Dyess for a while.
Yes, and he said it's pretty obvious what's going on.
But this was in Louisiana at the base where they flew the Minot weapons from the Dakotas before.
No, of course, I'm tying it into how Dyess, they actually saw multiple planes and said, yo, those are actually made to carry nuclear warheads. So they were storing them there. And when I called them, they were like, we don't have any nuclear capabilities at this base. So it's just a lie web over and over and over again. And, you know, if the Pentagon can lose billions of dollars and not know where it is, they can easily, quote-unquote, lose nukes. You know?
Well, and again, we thought it might have been going to the Pentax base down the road where they destroy the nukes. But that's not what happened. It went to South Carolina.
Yep, and it's funny because this is not made up. You can go and look at the timestamps and everything. The driver said South Carolina. 3 hours before Lindsey Graham says South Carolina is going to be nuked. I mean, is that not clear enough? Is that not clear? Before the second nuclear commander in the United States gets fired the same day. And I believe that individual stood up to this and said, no, I will not do it.
Anthony, what do you think is really going on?
I think there are different groups in the military that are for false flagging and are against it. And I think the number two nuke commander that was fired for illegal gambling chips, which is probably a total BS, was actually obstructing this and saying he was not going to launch an attack in South Carolina as a pretext to invade Syria and Iran and others. Because
we'll be right back. Stay with us, InfoWars.com. We're going to tie it in.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart of the resistance, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We're back live. We're going to open the phones up specifically on the missing nukes and the huge story, official declassified Pentagon drills for domestic operations. They also say the training can help overseas. But to invade Texas and Utah is listed as hostile western states to the federal takeover. And we know the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007 talks about basically federalizing the National Guard to deal with state insurrections and insurrections by legislatures, not just riots. So that's the states saying, we're not going along with a gun confiscation order or an open border order. Here's the problem. The states have already been going along with all this pretty much. Texas hasn't to a certain extent. And you know they've got Governor Abbott's phone tapped. I know for a fact from a bunch of people that know him well, that I know well, famous people, you name it, that Abbott knows all about the New World Order. He's always suing the feds over gun control and open borders and carbon taxes. I mean, when he was attorney general, the guy's just really good. He's really good. Folks don't know our new governor around the country. He's fell in a wheelchair. It doesn't matter if he's in a wheelchair. He's a constitutionalist compared to a lot of these people. Look, he's not perfect. Ted Cruz isn't perfect either, but he's a lot better than Hillary Clinton. He's a lot better than Jeb Bush, who stands up for the Bill of Rights, Constitution, sovereignty, and the Second Amendment. And so I'll support him, Rand Paul, anybody. He's not perfect, but compared to these people, he is a lot better. You think about that. And he will reverse a lot of what's happened. There is a section of the elite in this country that doesn't want to burn the nation down, doesn't want to bankrupt everything so they can cloward and pivot. Now, you can speculate what missing nukes were about in Minot in 2007. You can speculate about these missing nukes. But the Minot nukes were found. I mean, when I came on air and said there's missing nukes, I mean, I expected the government to show up here. And I'd say, yeah, you need to investigate it. I can't believe they didn't even discredit us. They didn't say it wasn't true. They've waited almost 2 years now to have Bloomberg and others come out and make jokes about it. It's not funny. You reporters make me want to throw up. Who's this writer? David Weigel. Hey, David Weigel at Bloomberg that broke this. Do you understand that we got the call and we checked and then we called the base and they wouldn't deny it? Do you understand that I live in the real world and have three children, and I don't think it's funny that you're in arrested development and think it's cute to make jokes about this? You know, even if you lied and said I was a liar, it'd be okay if you were serious about it. But you make jokes. It's not funny. Benghazi and over 10,000 surface-to-air MPADs missing and being proliferated. Airliners getting shot down by the crazy jihadis. Is it funny? And even more serious is how our freedom will be taken. Here's the toll-free number to join us. It's 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. That's the weekend number, 877-789-2539. And look at the Pacific partnership that nobody's allowed to read, and the FCC internet grab nobody's allowed to read, and the borders being open, and the Border Patrol there to import the illegals, and they get in trouble if they arrest an illegal. That's in Fox News today. I mean, the government isn't the government. It's been taken over. And most people in the government want to do their job and aren't bad people. So they're firing them and replacing them with generals and other people that will follow orders. But you people, following orders is not a suicide pact when the orders are unconstitutional. Anthony, I was back there getting some tea during the break, and I was just angry again. I'm fundamentally angry at the corruption, because I used to always hear these elitists like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and others. I mean, he's on some of the biggest think tanks, you name it. Reaganomics, buddies of Ronald Reagan. I mean, you know, he's an elite economist, top 10 Forbes in the world living. And he says, no, they're insane, Alex. Yeah, they're in control. They got a plan, but they're mismanaging everything. And that's even scarier, is there's all these factions, and none of them think that we could ever have a war or get nuked. And you look at history with all the mistakes other dictators made and other elites made, they've become delusional. And then they've really got the nerve to say we're bad because we don't want to get rid of due process. Any smart elite would want to due process because that would protect them as well. What's wrong with these people, Anthony? And then get back into the nuke stories.
They think they can get away with anything. Obviously, tax rates. This year, more tax income than ever for the IRS, yet we still have a deficit, still in debt.
And Obama wants to raise taxes with executive order.
And, you know, the corporations and the people that make over $50,000 are evil, and it's their fault. But look at this. Pentagon loses track of $500 million in weapons equipment given to Yemen. Now, this is just an example. I know you've covered this already, but this is an example of how insane they are and how they truly don't care.
Show folks, it's aircraft. We're talking jets.
Let's talk about this. This is actually
battleships, cruisers.
Here's what they lost in equipment given to Yemen.
They document cam that.
Just like they, quote-unquote, lost those nukes. They lost 1.25 million rounds of ammunition, 200 Glock pistols, 200 M4 rifles, 4 helicopters, 2 Cessnas, two coastal patrol boats, 160 Humvees, 250 suits of body armor, 300 sets of night vision goggles. Again, this totals $500 million.
And they accidentally left all those bases for Al-Qaeda and ISIS to get in Iraq. No! Our military refused to fly it to them, so they filled up the bases and turned it over to them.
And guess what? There's more coming. They still have not yet...
By the way, Yemen is supplying Al-Qaeda.
Oh, of course. And they have not yet delivered 48 Jeep tactical vehicles.
Tell them about that gunboat.
Yeah, the two coastal patrol boats or the transport and surveillance aircraft. They have everything. This is enough to equip an army to kill anyone. They have not only surveillance aircrafts, but they have patrol boats, Humvees, top-level body suits of armor, night vision goggles, which are extremely expensive, 200 M4 rifles, four Huey helicopters.
Read all the other jets.
Then they have what is not yet...
Unmanned Eagle drones that, by the way, ISIS now has that very drone. This is so obvious.
Yep.
The Iraqi president, by the way, says we're arming them for Yemen.
Absolutely. I mean, this is obvious. I mean, and then they say, oh, they lost track of the $500 million of all of this, these aircrafts and boats and weaponry. And then we're supposed to believe that they would never transfer a nuclear weapon without telling us? Is that really what? I mean, that guy's laughing at us. Yeah, right. We can trust the government. They've never done anything bad. How about losing $500 million of weapons to give to Al-Qaeda?
Well, I mean, I've got the articles right here from mainstream news in 2007. At first, I remember actually Webster Tarpley, his credit, had the sources, and we had some as well. He was like, it is not one cruise missile, it is six fully loaded. And then they went and killed the people on the base. Within a week, like six or seven were like being shot in the head and found dead. They were the ones that loaded them and followed orders. I don't know what was going on with that. The word, they were about to fly it to the Middle East when base security in Louisiana stopped them.
Remember, in 2011, Reuters revealed that Obama was arming Syrian rebels to kill Christians with all their top, you know, weaponry systems and giving everything right over to them, arming them with weapons and giving them money. I mean, it's totally obvious. It's absolutely ridiculous that anyone would think that we can trust this arm of the government that is obviously arming Al-Qaeda, letting them use our weaponry to behead 30 Christians in a public square and watch them squirm and die and dance in their blood.
It was hundreds this week. Well, I mean, I sat there this morning. I have the clip when I'm trying to play it. But I forget the exact headline. It's like, stop throwing fits was the headline. Go to CNN and we'll show it. And McCain goes, we got to stop Assad in Iran. We got to stop Assad and ISIS. ISIS is the opposite group. I mean, they just know the public is stupid.
And we have to stop them by giving this hearing.
McCain met with the leader of ISIS a year and a half ago. There's photos of him.
Yep.
There it is, McCain to Obama. Get over your temper tantrum, Mr. President, and focus on ISIS. And then you watch the CNN clip, and he literally, it's just unbelievable.
They think we are genuinely mentally gone. They think they can do anything at this
point. Well, a lot of the public is.
I mean, obviously.
But it doesn't mean that, I mean, here's one thing. If they were trying to build up liberty in this country and doing dirty stuff, it'd be bad enough. I'd be against it. They're screwing us over, taking our freedom. These are bad people.
It's not even as some people think that the system is building up the high-level income earners and all, you know, the corporations are all in on it and stuff. Even Google is infighting with different sections of the government. It's all a big fight to glutton oneself with everything. They're not happy with just a big chunk of it. No one wins. It's a total chaos, total immoral attack on all of us.
It's stupid.
It is. Anyone who falls for this, unfortunately...
Well, I'm telling you, if I was the globalist, I'd set off a nuke in a city and blame it on the Liberty Movement. And basically declare civil emergency, a.k.a. martial law. Everything's building towards that. The table is set. I don't know if they're going to pull it, but we're here exposing it, trying to stop it. Your phone calls are straight ahead. Andy, Chris, Martin, Carl,
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN. Waging war on corruption.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
We'll continue this discussion on the weekday transmission tomorrow live, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., but I want to try to go to five or six of these calls right now. Bubba and Martin and Andy and Chris and Todd and Francis, we're going to get to all of you. So just have your point ready so I can get to the next person. Appreciate you calling in. Some of the headlines on Infowars.com. I've had these two stories that have broken the last few days, moved to the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Feds preparing to invade Texas, list state as hostile. See the documents for yourself. You can't make this up. Obama missing nuke, now part of election debate. See the videos, the breakdown, the new articles about it. Decide for yourself and tell us what you think. That's on Infowars.com. Let's go first to Bubba, then Francis, and then Martin and others. Go ahead, Bubba, from Virginia.
Yes, Alex, thanks for taking my call. Yes, it's kind of actually humorous what they're talking about there. They lose all these things. They don't lose it. They purposely give it away. Because I'm a veteran, and I can tell you, anytime we come out of the field, if you lost your NOS, your night vision device, you are done. I mean, you've got an Article 15. They keep track of everything.
Sure, they have internal police all the time at the gun show from the military. If they catch an Army guard person selling a helmet, they get a year in prison.
Yes, sir. Yeah, they take it to the pawn shop or something. Oh, yeah, they'll fry him. And what you're talking about with the purging, you're exactly spot on. They're doing this. Anybody that's still in, anybody that's working for the government that knows anything and that's read the Constitution, knows anything about it, they're trying to get us out as quickly as they can because they want a bunch of dumbed down, ignorant buffoons in there. They'll just follow orders and go along and do whatever everybody says.
Are you currently in the military, Bubba?
I work for the DOD as a civilian.
Well, let me ask you, as somebody on the inside, well, I'm not trained in all this. We'll just talk about it so the sources come to us. What do you make of the last two missing nuke stories, the one they admit and this one? What do you think hearing all this?
It scares me because I listen to you quite a bit, and I read a lot of other stuff, and I've read a lot of other things, and I see how they do it, and I've seen all the false flags. It really scares me.
What is the point of disappearing secret nukes that were already off the books at Dyess? These are clearly illegal nukes under treaty, a hidden cache, fine, whatever. I wouldn't turn them all in anyways. I agree with that. But the point is, they're there. We know the Russians don't get rid of theirs under treaty. But the point is, why would you disappear nukes that were already secret? See, that's why this is important.
Well, what scares me is you start, you know, watching the bounty ball. You know, you got nukes missing, then all of a sudden you got big airliners missing, and then you got all these different things missing.
That's right. Three big airliners and then 10 big airliners. Great point. We got to talk about this tomorrow.
That's a really good point.
Yeah. Who's up next here? I got confused. Martin. Martin in Chicago, then Francis in New York. You're on the air, Martin. What do you think's going on?
Hey, Alex. I think you answered it yourself when you had Jim Garrow on your show on the 10th of December of 2013, as to what the reason was with the missing nukes.
What did Garrow say?
He is a former section head of the CIA.
I forget what he said that day.
The earthquake was off the South Carolina coast was actually a detonation done by a hero admiral in the Navy, one of those nukes.
I know that they said there was a big explosion and a flash, and the Russian news reported the nuke went off, and that's all a week or two after this broke. Remember? I mean, we're living in a James Bond movie, man. I don't know. I just can't believe this. I mean, I didn't grow up in Dallas, Texas, thinking I'd be on the air with the responsibility of this. And I hate to keep going back to that, folks. It's getting surreal. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Anthony?
Well, I think that the earthquake thing is one of the things that we don't know. I think we do know all the other things that we said. We know that nukes were transferred. We know that Lindsey Graham threatened that there's going to be a nuke attack in South Carolina. 34 generals fired. Second number one new U.S. nuke commander.
36 generals, 34 missile launchers.
You're right. It was 36 generals, 34. And, you know, this number two in command fired the same day. We know all of that. Whether or not that earthquake was a nuke or not, we don't know that. But what we do know is enough. So, you know, conjecture aside, what we do know is enough.
And now Bloomberg and everybody else is making jokes about it after a news blackout. I mean, if I'd made this up, they would have hung me with it. They didn't touch it for 2 years. Why are they now bringing it out, Anthony?
And the base could have just said, no, it never happened. You're crazy. And they could have made an official statement that it never happened.
That's right.
Made it all up.
Let's go to Francis in New York. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
I'm all right, brother. What do you think's going on here?
It's very scary. Remember Albert Pike's three major wars? How the third war, has to be a nuclear war. Not a nuclear war, but World War III has to happen.
Yes.
Which ties into the Freedom of War, the Department of State publication 7777. This is how they're going to disarm the American people because they know they can't disarm us. They can't take our guns away. So what's going to happen? So they're going to cause a World War III, and they're going to take our guns away using that.
I agree with you, and I mean, listen, the globalists gave orders in the 60s to detonate over 200 hydrogen bombs in the atmosphere in an attempt to damage the atmosphere. I mean, they admit this on History Channel. So don't think they won't set a nuke off and blame it on somebody. Here's another question. Who are they going to blame if they do have a nuclear false flag?
Oh, the libertarian people, Constitution people.
Yeah, they'll claim it's some libertarian colonel did it or something. I'm telling you, you can just see it happening. You can write the script.
I got another question for you. You know the net neutrality, how they're trying to, you know, pass all these FCC BS
laws
for us, for the Internet? You think there's new phones now that have the fingerprints on them? You think
absolutely
is that part of it? Like
the admitted plan a decade ago was that all keyboards and all phones will be biometric by law globally. China's going to this, and then if you have three strikes, no, not convicted, but three strikes on the internet of copyright violation or bad behavior, you'll be banned from the internet. So that's what an internet ID is about, is to tax and then kick you off the web and basically put you in a non-digital gulag. Like putting Jews in the Warsaw Ghetto. So you're dead on, brother. Thank you for the call, Francis. Who's up next, guys? Andy in Nebraska, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
God bless you guys for what you do. About the new thing, Goose already revealed plans to attack that Pennsylvania city, so... anyone with half a brain, especially here in Nebraska, know it happened.
All right, well, your phone's breaking up. I appreciate your call. Notice when the globalist stage attacks, it's the middle of nowhere, Oklahoma City. It's, you know, 9/11, it's the World Trade Center, but they never attacked the UN or actual globalists. So when they set a nuke off, God forbid, but I've seen the propaganda getting ready for that, just watch, it won't be... They might actually nuke the Congress when it's in session, though, and that'd really bring in martial law. I mean, these little Congress critters need to know that they're going to be set up because they know where the bodies are buried. In fact, if I was a globalist, I might actually blow up Congress during State of the Union and get rid of all of them at once.
I believe she was referring also to Guccifer, the emails that were leaked saying that Philadelphia was the false flag target for a nuclear attack in 2015.
And he got into world leaders' emails. He's in prison, and he said they were planning a nuclear false flag. I forgot. Great point, caller. Sorry, you were so distorted, I couldn't hear you. Could you hear her?
Barely. But I think that's what she
said. We need to go big on this, because, I mean, I'm telling you, I really felt bad when I saw them attack me yesterday, and we haven't been covering it enough.
This is the ultimate thing. I mean, this is the ultimate thing.
We need to be covering Guccifer, confirm what we've said about nukes. I mean, Guccifer got into the head of NATO's emails and world leaders' emails, admittedly.
Well, I think we've talked about it so much, someone just needs to put together a compendium piece of it, of all of us.
We also need to realize history's happening. I mean, this is devastatingly real. We know this is real.
I mean, we could sit here and talk about it all day, but at the end of the day, if a nuke does go off and they simply say, Libertarian parties did it, and here's what I believe they'll say, they'll just say keyword ISIS.
I hear you.
ISIS helped them because they both hate America.
That's right. And give your rights up. Chris in Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Great to be on air. Proud Info Warrior. Prison Planet subscriber.
Thank you.
Been up for several years. I really appreciate everything all your reporters do. This right here, this missing nuke issue that we got going on, this is perfect for the Info War, and I'm going to tell you how, because this is something that transcends all Black Lives Matter, all the stuff that's going on with the police right now. This affects everybody. Black, white, green, yellow, it does not matter. This affects you. That's the angle right there. You could take this and say, hey, listen, did you know that these nuclear bombs came up missing and there was a massive cover-up? This is a groundbreaking, wide open, that can transcend all the garbage. Absolute pure garbage that's going on right now with the Black Lives Matter movement and with the whole police brutality issues that we
have. Let me ask you this question, and in your gut, Chris, why do you think they're now attacking us over this 2 years later?
I think, in my gut feeling, the reason why they're attacking right now with this is because we had one InfoWarrior who had the gall to ask Rick Santorum the question, which brought it into they couldn't just cover that up. They couldn't just sweep that under the rug. That brought it back to the forefront. So then they had to start running cover stories behind it. They'd be like, oh, well,
that's right.
You know.
Chris, you're awesome. Call me back tomorrow. These callers are so incredible. Carl, Todd, if you call me tomorrow, I'll get you on. I apologize. We're out of time. We got to just keep discussing this tomorrow. Like, we're going to continue tomorrow with this. Anthony, final comment.
I think ultimately Chris hit right on the head. We've brought it to the forefront. Now they're just playing cleanup.
Yeah, so I guess that's it. I mean, it was forced out. Because they had a total blackout before. And I mean, to do that takes a lot of control, folks. This has been a big story. Pray for us. We'll pray for you. Great job of the crew. Lord willing, 11 a.m. tomorrow, we'll be here live. I tell you. Oof.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, this this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.